we live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
My friend, precious Spirit of God, take charge of today's service. Take charge of this first service. Let the words that come out of my mouth be as arrows in your hands. Let them go directly hitting on the head. Let it go directly changing lives, causing situations to turn around. Let it go, Lord, go forth and fulfill the word for that which, you know, you sent me this morning. In the name of Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. We give you praise because at the end, we'll return all the glory to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's make some noise as we sit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many people are excited to be here this morning in the first service? Not many people are excited. If you're excited, you will jump up. You will shout. You'll make some noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. You know, in the Tuesday service, if you were around, we started talking about something. We talked about the blessing, right? Today we'll be adding another dimension to it. Praise the name of the Lord. The blessing and your words. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, we'll read verse 20 and 21 real quickly. Hallelujah. You see, it is no news in this church that your words are extremely important. It has been drummed over and over and over and over and over again. Our senior pastor says, words are not nothing, right? They are destination defining what? They are what? Destination defining. Let me see pastor students this morning. They are what? Destination defining forces. So this tells me that wherever I want to go, my words will take me there. Hallelujah. Are you getting me this morning? Wherever I want to go, my words will get me there. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, you don't just wake up in the morning and carry your bag and start going somewhere. No, you decide, this is where I want to go. You open your mouth and tell your parents or your siblings, I'm going to this place, I'm going to this place. And then you take your bag and you step out. Those are words. Hallelujah. Words are powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. It is important for us to know that and keep that at the back of our minds as we go through the scripture. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Let's read it together. Let's go. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. 21. Let's read it louder. Hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. We can read it this way also. Death and life are in the power of the words. Hallelujah. The words that we speak. Death and life are in the power of words. And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. This morning, if I succeed in bringing, you know, good words to your consciousness, I have executed what I came here to do this morning. Hallelujah. A lot of times we are not conscious. I would like to grade it as, let's say, 60% of the time, we are really unconscious of the kind of words that proceeds out of our mouth. You just gist with your friends, you talk with your parents, you do business, you do everything. However the day goes, you don't care, you just move. And you are really unconscious of the number of words, first of all, that has gone out of your mouth. You see, words are energy released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Words are energy released. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you want your day to be filled with a lot of positive energy, hallelujah, you will pay more attention. You pay close attention to the kind of words that proceed out of your mouth. You will not talk when you are not supposed to talk. You will not talk just because you are angry. You will not talk just because it's necessary that at that time you should talk, but you will think first. You will have a reflective moment first before every word proceeds out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Let's look at a case study. Job chapter 3, verse 26. We all know the story of Job. How that he was, of course, in the blessing, enjoying the products of the blessing. Hallelujah. Remember, we said that the blessing is not the house, the blessing is not the car, the blessing is not, you know, the wivon that the Lord blessed you with, or the child, or whatever. Hallelujah. The blessing is a force. Hallelujah. The blessing is an empowerment to prosper. That is what we said. Hallelujah. So Job was basking in the, you know, euphoria of this blessing. Hallelujah. The blessing had produced results for him. Praise God. So he was enjoying it. And then something happened. Job 3:26 says, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came. Trouble is not a respecter of persons. It will not come just because you are a poor person. You understand? And it will not come just because you are rich either. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, I was not in safety. I was not quiet about it. And trouble still came. That means in the midst of, you know, the things that started happening, you know, sometimes in life we just get into seasons where things are not going the way we want, right? And then we are noticing these things. And then we are unconscious of the kind of words we are releasing when those things start. It is extremely important that you begin to pay attention to the kind of words that you release out of your mouth, even when things seemingly don't look good. You don't begin to say, oh, this thing, why now? You don't even ask why. What do? You get into confessing the word. Hallelujah. You get into confessing the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is the light of my life. I do not walk in darkness. I walk in light all the time. You see, when you are conscious of the kind of words that you release, whenever you are going through a season in your life that looks dark, that looks seemingly, you know, troublesome, you would naturally see that the problem will gravitate towards the power of your words. Hallelujah. So we said the blessing is an empowerment to prosper. I would also define it this way. The blessing is an empowerment to be, to do, and to have all that God says you have. Hallelujah. Did you get that? I'll take it again. The blessing is an empowerment to be who God says you should be, to have what God says you should have, and to do what God says you should do. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you what? A future and a hope. To give you an expected end. God already has plans packed out for you. No matter who you are seated here, He has carefully thought out plans for you. He has carefully thought out ideas, things that he would want you to do. Hallelujah. But then how do you access it? When we go further, we'll discuss how you can access it. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. So it is already established that all that God ever has in store for you and I is what? Good. Can you say that to yourself? Say, all that God has in store for me is good. All that God has in store for me is good. So when anything evil is happening around you or to you, it is not God. Tell yourself, it is not God. Say, it is not God stealing from me. It is not God keeping me in darkness. We can even see from the life of Job. The Bible says there was an edge round about him made. You will tell yourself, there is an edge round about me. The devil has no access to me. Hallelujah. The devil has no access whatsoever to me, to my business, to my children, to my husband, to my home, to anything, to everything, whatever it is that you are engaged with in this life. Hallelujah. Because God has carefully thought out plans for you. It cannot be that in his plans there is a black dot in it. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Because he is love. The Bible calls him what? Love. He is love. In love, there's no darkness at all. Bible says perfect love casts out fear. So whenever you begin to feel fearful about your business getting or collapsing, or you begin to feel fearful about anything whatsoever in your life, just know that you are in the wrong atmosphere. You are in the place where love does not exist. So find your way back into God's arms where love is. Hallelujah. And how do you find your way back? Your words. Praise the name of the Lord. Your words can connect you to your next level. Your words can take you literally by the hand from a place of lower concentration to a place of higher concentration. Where miracles are happening, where doors are opening, where you are basking in the full blessing of the Lord. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what? Rich. Hey! Say, I'm rich. Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And what? He adds no sorrow to it. Say, he adds no sorrow to it. He adds no sorrow to it. So if you're sorrowing right now in your life, it is not the hand of God. It is not the hand of God. Clearly, he adds no sorrow to it. He has put you on a path of the blessing. And the blessing, the Bible says, the path of the blessed man shines how? Brighter. And what? Brighter. And what? Brighter. Unto the perfect day. Say, there are no darkness for me. There are no dark days for me. There are no dark days for me. That's why I keep confessing. Say with me, my worst days are behind. I will never have a better tomorrow, yesterday rather, than tomorrow. I will never have a better yesterday than tomorrow. I will never have a better yesterday, because my path ought to go upward and forward. Upward and forward. You know, one of the days I was meditating on this thing and I was like, wait, if this is what this means, that means this one and this one and this one and this one cannot happen to me. Because why? My path is as a shining light. My path is as a shining light. God has you and I already carefully thought out. Hallelujah. All you need to do is fix yourself right in the center of his will with your words. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, fulfilling your destiny is going to require the blessing. There is nothing that you're going to do, right? If you do it outside the blessing, you will lose it. You will lose it. You will lose it. I am guaranteeing you that. You will lose it. But anything done with the backing of the blessing flourishes. The Bible says the righteous shall be as a palm tree. They shall flourish like cedars in Lebanon. That is the only path that is made available for the righteous. How many of you believe that? Not many people believe that this morning. Amen. You're going to believe by the end of this message. Amen. Hallelujah. In your path, there is no death. Say it. Say, in my path, there is no death. In my path is life and peace and prosperity. Life, peace, and prosperity. Life, peace. And if you need to close your eyes to say it to yourself so that you can believe it, I think you should do that at this point. Say, in my life is life, peace, and prosperity. Hallelujah. And I would like to say this at this point. Your blessing, or rather the blessing, is your only guarantee for a better tomorrow. The blessing of the Lord. That is why if you are not born again right here, right now, you should quickly do that. Because all the blessings that I'm talking about this morning, the Bible says it's in Christ. Please can you project Ephesians 1 verse 3 for me? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So we are blessed with how many blessings? All. That's why Deuteronomy 28 can talk about all the kinds of things that people need, because the blessing is an empowerment to prosper. Talks about your storehouses, talks about your children, talks about your offspring, even down to the offspring of your goats, your sheep. Hallelujah. Say with me, whatever I touch is blessed. Glory to God. Whatever the blessing rests on will always have a physical manifestation of prosperity. That's why you should give your life to Christ if you are not born again here right now. Because the blessing is not upon your life. And you need it. Because if you need money, if you need houses, if you need cars, that is not the blessing, but the blessing produces those things. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. We read 11 and 12 very fast. Okay. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Did you get that? The Lord blessed who? Obed-Edom and all his household. That means there's nothing around you that is permitted to be unblessed. Hallelujah. Verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of the Lord. You know, the ark of the Lord, you know, it was the signification of the blessing. It said, the house of Obed-Edom was blessed, and everything, all that pertaineth unto him. Say, all that pertains to me is blessed. Say with me, people hear of my blessing. says, so David went up and brought up the ark of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. David went because of what? The blessing. Say, kings are coming to my light. Are you saying it with me this morning? Say, kings are coming to my light. They are coming to the brightness of my rising. They are coming to the brightness of my rising. Say, I'm rising. Do you believe it? Say, I'm rising. I'm rising. Nothing is keeping me down. You need to understand something, that your God is not poor. He's not poor. He doesn't manage resources. But he doesn't like waste. Hallelujah. We have heard countless times, Pastor has said it, that the signature of God is what? Excess. We can see that in the multiplication of all the, you know, the five loaves of bread, the two fish, the other one, the seven loaves. Hallelujah. We saw that there were baskets full. There was an abundance. But what did he say? Gather it. Because that overflow that you will be flowing in is for the blessing of others. Hallelujah. That is why God wants you to be big. So that you can reach out to others. You can bless. Not that you're just eating alone and you just get satisfied. No. You eat, you are satisfied, you feed others. You eat, you're satisfied, you feed others. Also, sponsor the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a connection between the blessing and the words of your mouth. The words of your mouth activate the blessing in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible calls the tongue, you know, okay, rather, let me give this other analogy that Pastor always gives many times. The tongue being the rudder, right? Wherever you turn it to, is where your life goes to. Conditions don't affect the blessing. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter whether there is a meltdown, a dive down, a lockdown, a slowdown in the economy. Conditions like that don't affect the blessing. Once the blessing has rested, it is a force. Hallelujah. Once the blessing has rested, the blessing has rested upon me. I feel the power of God. Say, the blessing has rested upon me. I want you to scream it like you believe it. Say, the blessing has rested upon me. The blessing has rested upon me. Hey, the blessing has rested upon me. The blessing has rested upon me. It's like a force. It moves me to where things are happening. It moves me to where the monies are. It moves me to where the cars are, the houses, the properties, the lands, the gold. It moves me. It is a force. So you must consciously choose your words. You must consciously choose your words. Because if you don't choose your words have chosen you. If you don't choose your words have chosen you. The Bible says he has plans, right, to give us unexpected end. Unexpected end, the blessing, the expected end that the blessing gives to us is prosperity. There is no other expected end. So you cannot be thinking, oh, maybe God is not interested in my prosperity this time around. He's not interested. Maybe I'll just end. I'll just die. Maybe I'll just go. You know that what you're saying already, you are picking your words already. As you're saying it, you are moving in the direction of your words. So if you end like that, it's not God's fault. Hallelujah. Don't even joke with your friends and say, are you the mad? Because you carry the blessing. You carry the blessing. you the crazy. You are just talking, hey, about you the crazy. No. 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 Words are destination defining forces. And if you are the one they are talking to, you the mad, or you say, hey, are the mad. You the crazy. Hey, are the crazy. So people are like that. When you tell them, guy, you they mad. Person say, not true. Are they mad? And it's not like they have another revelation. There's no other revelation about it. They are just mad. Hallelujah. Your words are powerful. You see, there's a Japanese scientist who did some of you might have heard it before, carried out a test, you know. He carried pure water, pure, clean, unadulterated, and he put it into a vial. What's a vial? It's a clean, you know, jar, transparent jar. He put this water in it. And he labeled the jar, the pure water. He labeled it with words like, I hate you, poor, and all of those kind of evil words. He said after 24 hours, when he got the water got, you know, frozen, that the crystals in the glass were not what it was supposed to be. And then he took another one and put polluted water inside. And then labeled, you know, the container, the vial. He labeled it, I love you. He labeled it, peace, you know. Just put lots of beautiful words around it. And guess what happened to that polluted water? After 24 hours, when it crystallized, you know what happened? It produced gleamingly, perfectly hexagonal crystals. What does this tell you? What scientists are finding out, the word of God has told us already. It means you don't go about talking anyhow. Because as you talk, you are releasing energy. You are releasing words. You're releasing sound waves. So if you go about saying, ah, this thing, it'd be like saying, no, go better for me. You have released it into the atmosphere. It is negative energy. The blessing cannot rest on those words. It cannot empower those words. It can't empower those words. You see, the words that you choose every day, the words that you speak every day are extremely important. Whether to your children, whether to your friend, whether to your business, whether to your whatever it is, your job. There are perceptions that you create in your mind as you talk unconsciously that you don't know about. And these perceptions, rather, it shapes your belief systems. It drives your behavior. Everything that you have said from the time, you know, you grew up and started understanding words to this point in your life is as a result of the words that you have released. Everything that you are now is as a result of the words that you have released. I can remember years and years ago when I was unmarried and single. Somehow I just knew what I wanted to do. And I was speaking. So I'm not surprised about where I'm standing today. I remember one day I was walking, you know, I was living around behind an NPC. And I was walking, trekking out. I think I was going to church or something. And I was saying, I'm not ordinary. I can remember that day very clearly. Many years ago, I was saying, I'm not ordinary. I'm not ordinary. Ordinary things don't just happen to me. No way. I cannot just stumble into an accident anywhere. No way. I cannot. One day I was walking and I saw an accident by the side of the road and the man died on the spot. And I quickly turned to the Holy Spirit and I said, Holy Spirit, this is a man just like me. What is the guarantee that this cannot happen to me? You know, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Are you not happy that you have a Holy Ghost that loves you and that will come to you and speak to you? You know what he said to me? At that time, I didn't even know the scripture. I just heard him say, I will keep in perfect peace those whose eyes are stayed on me. And immediately he said it, I had peace. I knew that this kind of thing cannot just happen to me. I cannot be on a bike one day and you hear that, oh, I had an accident and I died. Impossible. So you have to begin to define where you are going to from now. Define the things that cannot happen to you and the things that can happen to you. Because what? You have the blessing and it's upon you. It's upon your life. Give the blessing something to drive. Give the blessing something to drive. When you speak accurate words, words that are in line with scripture, you will see that your life will go upward and forward. From the time I gave my life to Christ in 2004, 2nd of August, till now, it has been like this. And that is how we to keep being, because the path of the just is what? As a shining light. So if you're not born again here and you want to sit down and say, I don't want to be born again, well, you are defining your destiny already. Or if you're sitting down here looking at me and saying, oh, I don't care. My words, waiting. I don't make her. You don't make her? Really? You never make her more. Praise the name of the Lord. Quickly, before I close, why must I be bold about the blessing? Ask your neighbor, why? Why? What confidence do I have in this blessing? 2 Corinthians 5:21. Real quickly. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Can we have it really quickly, please? Thank you. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Say, I'm the righteousness of God. That's one guarantee of the blessing. I am the righteousness of God. Do you jump up in the morning and say that to yourself? I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. He's my righteousness. If you're looking for the righteousness of God, here am I. It doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It doesn't matter the hairstyle I'm carrying. It doesn't matter the kind of car I'm driving or the house I'm living in. I am the righteousness of God. And you have to know it. The more you say it, the more you become. The more you behold, the more you become. It doesn't matter what you're doing now, the addictions, whatever it is. The more you say it, the more you become it. The more you see it, the more you become it. Second one, Colossians 1:12. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light. I am a partaker. He has made me a partaker of that blessing. I am a partaker of that blessing. So when you see things going south, what do you say? I am a partaker of that blessing. Things cannot just go anyhow for me. I am a partaker. You can't be confused. I am a partaker. I am a partaker of the blessing of the Lord. That blessing of the Lord that the Bible says maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. I am a partaker of that blessing. I'm a partaker of that inheritance. The blood qualifies me to be a partaker of that blessing. He was slain, the Bible says, from the foundations of the earth. And when were we blessed also? From the foundations of the earth. We were blessed from the foundations of the earth. All you need to do is enter through your words. Enter through your words. Enter through the words that proceed from your mouth. Ephesians 1:6, the third one. Ephesians 1:6. Mande labrato shatabaya. Just speak in tongues under your breath. Ephesians 1:6. Mandela kola bayara bashala da 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 da. Ole manela bayara roshala bariara da da da. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has what? Made us accepted in the beloved. Speak in tongues and say, I'm accepted. Mandele balaya sola made ela shata baba baba baba. I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted in the beloved. It doesn't matter how things are looking right now. It doesn't matter what I have written down in the books I want to do and what I'm not doing yet. What matters is I'm accepted in the beloved. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, and I've been called to inherit a blessing. And as I say it, I see it. As I say it, I see it. It doesn't matter what has not manifested in your life yet. As you say it, you see it. As you say it, keep at it. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Stay on it. Stay on the blessing. Stay on the path that leads to the blessing. With your words, with your thoughts, with your deeds. Stay on it. And you will see your life like those perfectly gleaming hexagonal crystals. Say with me, I'm accepted in the beloved. I am loved by God. I'm accepted in the beloved. I am loved by God. I cannot be confused. I cannot be confused. Confusion is leaving someone right now. Confusion is leaving someone right now. Somebody is realigning to the blessing through their words this morning. Mande kabaya shota malate. I'm accepted in the beloved. Oh, I'm not rejected. I'm not rejected. I'm accepted. You are not rejected. You are accepted in the beloved. He loves you that much. He has given you all that He has. All that He has. The Bible says He gave up His Son for you. Jesus. Say, He has given up His Son for me. He has given up His Son for me. He has given up His Son for me. Oh, I arise and I take my place. I arise and I shine My light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. There are no dark days for me. There are no dark days for me. I decree and I declare that I am prospering on every side. Oh, it's not that one place is prospering and the other place is not. No way. I'm prospering all around. I am prospering all around. I am able to raise good children. You can say that to yourself. I am able to write exams and pass in the name of Jesus, because my path is the path of the just. I am accepted in the beloved. I am loved by my heavenly Father. I am accepted. His blood was spilled for me. Yes, his blood was spilled for me. I cannot be down. I cannot be put under. Oh, I am light. I am light. Everywhere I go, I shine. I burn and I shine. Things don't go anyhow for me. I'm taking confessions. You better say that with me. Things don't go anyhow for me. Things don't go anyhow for me. Things only go the way of the word in my life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare. Manteke bala sonte bali da bahaya. Ratash katari. Rebes kamina namas. En shaba sate baya. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I'm fruitful. I multiply. I replenish the earth. I subdue every mountain in my life. Say, I subdue every mountain in my life. I subdue every mountain in my life. Say, nothing is impossible for me. Say, all things are possible. Say, all things are possible. I believe it. I see it. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. I am blessed. Go ahead and give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.